Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and you're listening to the weekly half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. Having recently returned from Pasadena, California, and the American Theatre Organ Society convention, I'm delighted to say that there were more new CD releases there than we've seen in recent years. There were no less than two featuring The Page and the Embassy Theatre Fort Wayne, a two CD reissue plus previously unheard tracks from the Alabama Theatre Birmingham, and a release from one of the few remaining pizza restaurants. Zach Frame is the young principal artist in residence on the Wurlitzer and the Organ Piper Pizza, Milwaukee, and one of the tracks from his It's About Time CD is this sparkling arrangement of Cole Porter's Anything Goes. Anything Goes, and I'll have more Zach Frame and the Organ Piper Wurlitzer later in the show. The aforementioned two CD set from the Alabama Theatre Birmingham features Tom Hazleton playing the Wurlitzer. The tracks on the first CD were originally issued on an LP dating from 1986, while the second contains previously unheard items and alternate takes, along with some banter from Tom that was captured at the time. This is one of the unreleased tracks, Nat Schuchert's 1928 tearjerker ballad, Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time.
Thank you.
Tom Hazleton and Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, played on the Alabama Wurlitzer. The Embassy Theatre Fort Wayne has just published two CDs in honour of the theatre's 90th birthday. The venue opened on May 14, 1928 as the M. Boyd Theatre and was saved from demolition in 1974 by a group of volunteers, following which the theatre was fully restored, along with various restorations of the organ through the intervening years. The first of my two featured Embassy CDs today comes from Richard Hills with an arrangement of Midnight in Mayfair, composed by Newell Chase in 1937. The second Embassy CD is by Mark Herman, and perhaps somewhat confusingly, it shows the same console photo on the front of the booklet. Mark's selections are, however, quite different from Richard's, being more of the Great American Songbook variety, while Richard's contains some lesser-heard British light music. You'll Never Know was a Mack Gordon and Harry Warren composition that was featured in two 1943 films, We'll Meet Again and Hello, Frisco, Hello, as well as three subsequent movies. part of a longer medley of Harry Warren selections, and hence the unusual ending there. Back to Zach, Frame that is. His new CD reflects his need to cater to a very mixed restaurant clientele, so there are several new and slightly less new pop tunes which are outside the remit of this station, intermingled with some favourites from yesteryear. One of those is the Sousa March, the Liberty Bell. Composed by longtime Embassy resident organist Buddy Nolan, that was the Embassy theme, which Buddy used to bring up and take down the richly decorated Page console during his intermission sets. Mark Herman paid tribute to the man who did much to save the theatre and its organ during those architecturally dark days of the 1960s and 70s. My second Richard Hills track today is one of those British light orchestral pieces that was so popular on BBC Radio in the 1950s. High Heels was Trevor Duncan's second successful composition. It was published by Boosey & Hawkes, who authorised a recording by Ray Martin and his orchestra, subsequently enjoying great success on radio. Here's Richard's adaptation for the Page in the Embassy Theatre, Fort Wayne. Richard Hills and Trevor Duncan's High Heels from his new CD, Celebrating the Embassy Grand Page. That's about all for today's Hot Pipes. How time flies when you're having fun. To close, here's one of Tom Hazleton's tracks from the Alabama Theatre that was released on the 1986 LP, updated into today's digital realm from the original master tapes. Love Is Where You Find It dates from 1948 and is from the pen of Nacio Herd Brown. Love Is Where You Find It also makes a great opener. And indeed, it is the first track on the 2-CD set, The Alabama Wurlitzer at Its Best, just published by the Alabama chapter of the American Theatre Society. If you'd like to find out how to purchase any of the CDs that I've featured, you'll need to contact me, care of this station, and I'll then put you in touch with the relevant persons. Thanks for your company today. I'll be back at the same time next week with another half hour of Theatre Pipe Entertainment. But in the meantime, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes. ¶¶